In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Our boys are grown up now, 23 and almost 20. And I wish that I had written down all of the wonderful things that they said when they were little. I thought that I would remember them all, and I really don't remember them all. If you have children or grandchildren or have been around little children, you'll know that they sometimes say the most wonderful and sometimes the most strange things, but things that will delight you. Sometimes very profound things come from very little children. So this is one of the things I do remember. When Franklin, our oldest son, was 5, that would have been back in 1999, his whole life was Pokemon. If you had children or grandchildren around that time, you will remember Pokemon. There were trading cards, card games, stuffed animals, movies, a TV show, and much more. Now, if you missed that whole part of life, you might want to know that Pokemon are imaginary animals with magic powers. And for a long time, that had captured Franklin's attention and he wanted to be doing Pokemon all the time. So about that time, somewhere in there, we had a discussion about what was really important in life. I don't remember who started that discussion. Sometimes young children will ask very good questions like that. But anyway, we were talking about what's really important, and Franklin said, "I know, God is first, Jesus is second." And then he looked at me, and with this twinkle in the eye, he said, "Then Pokemon." Well, even a 5-year-old who's been around church can tell you that we're supposed to put God first. As Jesus tells the Pharisees in today's gospel, the most important thing is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. This is not new. This is not news to us. But how do we live that out with integrity in our daily lives? That is the challenge. A daily challenge in a lifelong journey. Like so many things in our faith, it is simple. Any child in this parish can tell you, God first, but it is not easy. These two commandments form the bedrock of our spiritual lives. And they are, at the same time, both a promise that we make and a goal that we strive for. Now, in our baptism, we make these promises or vows. And we make them again each time we renew our baptismal covenant. And next week, we will be celebrating the Feast of All Saints. And we will have 2 baptisms at the 10 o'clock service and 1 baptism at the 8 o'clock service. So everyone who is here will be renewing their own baptismal covenant next week. So this week, I invite you to spend some time in prayer around the baptismal vows. They're found in the prayer book. In the vows, with God's help, we say, we promise to seek and serve Christ in all persons. That doesn't mean all Christians or all people that we like. We promise to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors as ourselves. And we promise, with God's help, to strive for justice and peace, and to respect the dignity of every human being. This is a life's work for us, a daily practice. This goal that we strive for our entire lives. You know that it's extremely difficult sometimes to love our neighbors or even to put God first. We simply can't love God with our whole heart and soul and mind all the time. And when we say love God, we're not just talking about a feeling of love. We're talking about a way of living. We simply can't love our neighbors as ourselves all the time. This is reflected each week in our liturgy, in our corporate confession. We know we cannot be perfect. Each week we confess together to God. We confess that we have sinned against you. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. Now, the good news, the really good news, is that God does not expect us to be perfect. God knows it's impossible for us to be perfect. God does not want perfection, which is impossible anyway. What God wants is relationship with each and every person. We can't be perfect, but we can stay in relationship with God. We can stay connected to God and to other people. Do you have a daily spiritual practice that allows you to focus on God even for a few minutes each day? Do you have a spiritual practice that allows you to focus on love of neighbor, even for a few minutes each day? In our baptismal covenant, it also acknowledges our humanness, our brokenness. We say when we fall into sin, we can repent and return to the Lord. Because God asks of us that when we do sin, when we do something that separates us from God or hurts or destroys the creatures of God, as it says in the prayer book, we need to ask God's forgiveness. There may be more that we need to do, but we need to start with asking God's forgiveness. Alan Jones, one of my favorite authors of spiritual works, former dean of Grace Cathedral in San Francisco, in one of his books wrote that spirituality is the art of making connections. Spirituality is the art of making connections. I love that definition. We desperately need more connections in this very disconnected and fractured and broken world. We need more connections between people of all faiths, connections between Muslim, Jewish, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, Baha'i, and all people. We need more connections between people of faith traditions and people who are not part of any faith tradition. And that part of our population in this country is growing every year. People who are not actively part of any faith tradition. We need more connections between the generations. That's one of the wonderful things about the Christian community and the church, parish church, is it's one of the only places where we actually have an intergenerational community, where we have people of all ages, where the elders can learn from the children and the children can learn from the young adults and everyone can learn from each other. And we certainly need more connections between people of differing political views. Much of the violence in the world stems from a serious disconnection between people, between groups of people. All of us long for connection, for real relationship with people around us and with God. And God longs for connection with us. Now, God will never force anyone to do anything. That's not how God works. God will never force us to turn around when we're heading off in the wrong direction, as we often do, even in just little ways, sometimes in big ways. But God always will wait for us with open arms for as long as it takes for us to come to our senses like the prodigal son, to turn around and head back home. God does not expect us to be perfect, and that is good news. What God wants from us is an open and listening heart and a real relationship. Amen.